may begin a sit in various ways. One of the ways is to actually spend one or two moments reflecting on the attitude. The attitude of simplicity, connecting with the present moment experience. It's always about what's happening now. And now, moment by moment. So there's a way that we can relax into this now. Relax the body, settling into our body. It also means relaxing the mind. And we may wonder what that may mean. Relaxing the mind is an invitation to also settle. So there's a connection between mind and body. Very often we may notice the tendency, born out of habit, to anticipate, to expect, to want. To be with an experience, to change it, to fix it, or even improve it. So these modes can be seen for what they are. They're not encouraged. The attitude with which we meditate is much more simple than this. In the way that we invite ourselves into being, feeling, connecting, and sustaining the awareness, the mindfulness. So there's less interference from our part. And of course, this takes sensitivity, care. And it's part of the learning process to be intimate rather than to do, to change. And we notice that we are doing. That's just another experience. Aware of trying to change. Wanting. Not wanting. How from these ways reactivity is born. And then we get entangled. And what is simple to begin with becomes complicated. So there's a way we can actually incline, orient heart, mind, body towards the simplicity of connection to this moment. Settling into our posture, feeling contact underneath. There is the earth supporting us, very basically a felt sense of pressure, hardness, vibration, warmth, very direct, immediate experience. Elemental, as Arya spoke about the other night. Simple hardness, pressure, warmth, coolness. Connecting and sustaining the quality of awareness in this field of physical experience. And to help us sustain this quality of contact, there is this meeting point or anchor that we have chosen for ourselves. Breathing process. And again, simple, just as it is, natural breath. Don't need to make the breath, it's here. Present as a process. So relaxing into this breath. Becoming intimate, feeling the expansion, the pressure, the warmth. Coming close to. Helps just be more centered, stable. And very naturally we can meditate, connecting and sustaining this very simple contact, physical process. And at times there's maybe other experiences that spontaneously manifest, that come to the foreground, call our attention. So it's not to push away, it's again to be able to explore this new field of experience. Other physical sensations manifesting. Recognized just for what they are. Tingling, itching, burning, vibration. To feel them as long as they're present. Again, an attitude of simplicity. Oh, this is manifesting. Awareness recognizes, allows, is interested. And is also aware when it passes. So this attitude is always the same, whatever the experience. Experiences will come and go. Physical sensations, other sensory experiences, hearing is happening, hearing silence, hearing sound, this auditory field. Very naturally, we can also notice, awareness can notice, mindfulness can be present to what we have named the feeling tone. How any experience can be felt as pleasant. Feeling pleasant can be known very simply. For example, when there's warmth, or a light vibration, feeling unpleasant, when maybe there's tightness. Or neither pleasant nor unpleasant. It's neutral, not intense. So this is a very interesting aspect of our human experience. Feeling pleasant, conditions liking, I like, totally fine, present, aware to liking. When there's unpleasant, probably unliking, and when it's neutral, tendency is to not notice. We say, oh, nothing. And yet, there is that neutral, not intense quality of tonality. It's like a flavor. Perfume. So this is very interesting because from pleasant to liking, there may be the thought wanting more, attachment. And this too can be noticed, coming and going. If not noticed, this gives rise to reactivity. In the same way that if there's an unpleasant sensation, we notice, oh, unpleasant, mindful of unpleasant, totally fine, connected, unliking, present. And there's a way that we can notice that we can stabilize this contact, and maybe we notice the birth of aversion, reject, or placing a distance. All along, there can be awareness of this movement. Attraction, repulsion. Wanting, not wanting. Any moment, it's possible to free the mind from that second arrow when it's manifesting. And it may be that at times we just lose touch, therefore helpful to reconnect with the breath, to find some stability. Any moment, exploring a little bit more the universe of mind and body, connection, life. Any moment regaining some sense of centeredness with the anchor. trusting awareness is really helpful. Any moment, you can actually appreciate the fact that I'm aware that I'm aware. Just knowing, meaning experiencing, feeling, physicality, and there's also an awareness of the mental processes. Spoke of mind states, being aware of joy, calm, tranquility, excitement, impatience. Energies or mind states, doubt, agitation, aversion. This too can be known as part of the process. Lastly, for today, we can explore at times what we call thoughts. Mental activity. As a process. Place of awareness, the arising of a thought, the presence of a thought, the passing away of a thought. Staying as simple as we can. So this is a little more tricky because, of course, we get caught up by the content, the story, what the thought says. And very likely, we maybe have an attitude of having a little bit of doubt or even insecurity to work with the thoughts. Fearing that we're going to be carried away. So it's helpful to notice the attitude. You don't need to get rid of your thoughts to be able to meditate. It's very helpful to actually begin to open, to include this field of experience, because it is, it's part of our life. Feeling, breath, thinking. We can very naturally just notice, oh, thinking is happening. And stay aware of that thought which arises, is present, and eventually passes. In this field of experience, we can be a little more precise. Sometimes it helps. To use a word, a whisper, a label, so that we can actually clearly know. As a whisper. Very soft note, which would be, if it's a thought linked to the past, remembering or recalling. To the future, planning, imagining. The present, commenting. Describing. Judging. Just to sharpen the awareness. So this very soft note or labeling is a tool. It can be very, very helpful at times to actually stay connected. As a tool, we use it when it's useful, and we drop it when it's not.